I'm St. John Flynn. Thank you for joining us here on The Front Row. Country folk singer and songwriter Kimberly McCarver is about as Texas as a person can be. Born in Dallas, raised in Mesquite, schooled in Dallas and Austin, and a resident of the Houston area since the 80s, she was a voice major in college, holds a degree in anthropology, has danced professionally, and is a registered veterinary technician and the adoptive mother of 8 dogs. She began writing songs in 1987, made the rounds of the open mic nights at local clubs, and before long, a homemade tape of her tunes sent to Rounder Records resulted in her being one of only 2 Houston-area folk singers, along with Lyle Lovett, to have major label recording contracts during the 1990s. Now out on her own as an independent artist, she recently released her first new album in 10 years. Hard Waltz is a collection of original ballads and country, bluegrass, and Celtic-flavored waltzes and love songs. Kimberly McCarver and her band perform songs from the new CD this Friday evening during their regular monthly set at the Hickory Hollow Restaurant in the Heights. Kimberly shared the stories behind some of the songs with our producer, Bob Stevenson.
You say that you're leaving. You tell me that so, but truth be known, darling, you left years ago. But time is a healer, and promises be. For souls that grow thirsty, and love stories end. So turn around easy, and walk away slow, while I just remember when I first saw you go. And if it starts to rain, just let it pour down, and let it wash this deep hand into the ground. So pick up your suitcase, and I'll help you leave, 'cause I've tried for too long to just make you see. Just let it pour down, and let it wash this deep hand into the ground. You say that you're leaving. You tell me that so. But truth be known, darling, you left years ago. But time is a for souls that grow thirsty. And love stories
in. You say that you're leaving one of the tracks from Kimberly McCarver's new compact disc, Hard Waltz. Written and performed by our guest, Kimberly. Thanks for being on the Front Row today.
Thank you.
Well, they say if you want a happy song, don't call a folk singer.
That's
and we kind of
sure.
just proved that with that first one.
That's right. I mean, I think that I can't speak for everybody, but a lot of singer-songwriters I know, that's just the things you like to write. I'd even write a slow song fast just to have a fast song.
If you're going for those deep emotions, it's that kind of situation going to affect you most profoundly. And
that's right.
Give you material to write about.
That's right. And I think, too, that, when you write about something that's deep or personal to you, that usually other people can feel it because they've been through it, too. So I think sometimes they hit other people's emotions a little faster than some of the other songs.
The thing that I always connect with you and your songs is that they're like little 3.5 minute novels, 3.5 minute movies. They're ballads. They tell stories about things that happen in people's lives.
Oh, thank you.
Not necessarily your own, I've noticed.
Right.
You create characters, too. You really do write little stories in music.
Oh, thank you.
Were there any autobiographical elements in that one?
In that one, I'm sure, this is my second marriage and hopefully my last.
Right.
So there's definitely some leftovers from the first marriage,
okay.
of feelings. But it's also just living, feeling other things.
Well, I wondered because I knew you guys did break up at a certain point there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And and I think that, you see other friends and family members going through things and, you soak them all up and, try to write about it. Yeah.
Yeah. So the new album is 11 songs, all originals.
All original.
No
uh-huh.
covers on this one.
Right. Two of
and
these...
you've had 10 years to
I know.
Write
I know. Exactly.
Songs, so.
Every time I was going to record, something had happened or something was going to happen or, we talked earlier about moving. We were trying to go through that. And then my husband took a position in Iraq for a while and I really couldn't focus with him not being at home. And it was, and plus just taking care of everything else while he was gone was a little complicated. So taking the time to travel and do the recording just didn't seem possible at the time.
Darn, life improving upon your,
I know,
your art there.
I know.
Were there any sort of ongoing themes and topics of songs that seem to come up, and is there any kind of thread through the songs on this new album?
I'm thinking that the only real thread is the fact that it's waltz heavy, and that's why it's called Hard Waltz. I went ahead and took the title of one of the waltzes, and I like waltzes to begin with, and so I always have one or two on a CD, but this just over the last few years, that's what I've been writing, and I would say this is probably a little bit more on the love songs side than I've probably ever done before.
Uh-huh.
Not of course, again, not happy love songs.
No, certainly not.
There's at least one happy love song.
Oh, good.
Yes, that I wrote for, me and Eric Korb wrote together, one of my bandmates, for my husband. We always joke on stage that because he loves my husband too, so we wrote this love song for him. And so that's probably the happy, love song.
Okay, good. Well, you said that the title of the album comes from the first track, which is Hard Waltz. So
right.
What's that one about?
It's really just about a woman waiting for her husband or boyfriend to come home. And she's just walking the halls waiting for him to come. And, in thinking, she's making a mistake or she's made a mistake. One of the main things I really wanted to bring out in this particular song was kind of a Celtic feel. Mm. Even though my name is McCarver. I'm not Irish. I mean, I may be Irish. I don't know. But it's my first husband's last name. And so, but my family is Scottish. There's a lot of Scots in the background.
Well, that's just as Celtic as Irish.
It's pretty Celtic. So I thought, you know, it'd be nice to put a little Celtic feel to this one. So we did the tuning and a dagad, and we also added some really pretty accordion and some nice little soft whistle. Kind of a haunting whistle.
Okay, so the title song from Kimberly McCarver's new album, Hard Waltz, the tune with the Celtic feel.
Yes.
It's The Front Row from Houston Public Radio.
I've been walking these halls most of the night. I've been talking to walls that careless my plight. I've been walking these halls searching for clues and crying, crying him home. I've been dancing around all of the facts. I've been searching and found what this love lacks. I've been dancing around, ignoring the truth and crying, crying him on. But I know that I am so tired of crying, crying, crying for him. I've been hoping and praying that I am wrong. I've been listening and saying
from Houston Public Radio, Hard Waltz, the title song from Kimberly McCarver's new album of the same name. And she performed it and also wrote it.
Yes.
A whole album of originals. Well, we were talking about the up-tempo, happier-sounding songs. The next one's called Bliss Creek, so that implies that maybe this one's a little more up in mood.
Yes. Yes, it's kind of a bluegrass feel. I wrote it about a little creek that's between Houston and Dallas. I've passed it like a bazillion times going back and forth to see family or to play. And there's never any water in it. I don't know why. It's called Bliss Creek. It's like a sad little creek. But I just thought the name was very pretty. And, you know, and I've always been going somewhere. So I thought, you know, maybe, you know, write a song about, you know, traveling to get home. And Eric Korb co-wrote this one with me. And we just had a lot of fun writing it. So, yeah, this is my bluegrassy.
Okay. Kimberly McCarver's Going Home bluegrassy song, Bliss Creek, from her new album, Hard Waltz. You're listening to The Front Row on Houston Public Radio. Listening to some of the tracks from Hard Waltz, the new album from Houston-based singer-songwriter Kimberly McCarver, a collection of original numbers. This one she happened to write with her band member Eric Korb. It's called Bliss Creek. It sometimes seems to me that in these story songs, we're connecting with the main character at a later point in their life when they're looking back at an earlier time when maybe things were happier than they are now.
Oh, that's probably true. I never thought about that, but yeah.
There's kind of a nostalgic, those were the good old days kind of feel to a lot of them. And I sense a little bit of that in Devil or Fool here.
Yeah, Devil or Fool is it's a little bit different writing for me. It has a haunting bluegrass kind of a sound is what I was aiming for. And it's actually written for my brother. He's been in and out of jail and prison and rehabs and halfway homes and everything else for his whole life, basically. Mm-hmm. And so I've gone through periods where we lost connection with each other. And as luck would have it, I'm sure he wouldn't say this, but as luck would have it, he was in the Sugar Land prison a few years ago. And actually, it was good for us because that's the most sober or straight I'd seen him in years, and we were able to actually reconnect. I would go and visit him every other Saturday, mm-hmm. and we would spend a couple of hours, whatever you're allotted, just catching up and laughing and, you know, getting close again. And then he finally got out, but we talked about the song. I said, you know, I really have an idea for a song that I'd like to write for you or about you, you know, and he said, that'd be great. And then I played it for him, and he loved it. So, you know, he said, I think you nailed it.
Wow.
So this is for him.
Any person who ever finds themselves either related to or in relationship with a writer has to understand that they may end up in a song someday or another.
That's very true. I know I've had some family members say, is that about me? Especially some whiskey drinker or something. I'm like, no, I mean, it doesn't have to be about you. You know, don't be so sensitive. But yeah, they do think that sometimes.
It doesn't have to be about you. That was a cagey answer there.
Well, there's always a little tidbit, you know, that makes it in. So I can't definitely say no.
I think the plea there is guilty. Well, let's get back to your brother and this song and your CD. Devil or Fool is the title. It was written and is performed here by Kimberly McCarver in the track from her new album, Hard Waltz, on the Front Row from Houston Public Radio.
Stranger, wandering free, lost in the sunshine, blind as can be. Could I be devil? Could I be fool? What do these cards hold? What be their rule? What do these cards hold? What be their rule? Once I was hungry, once I had fire. Now there's a burden, void of desire. Look at this face, man, what can you see? Tell me if there is a soul there. A soul left in me. Tell me. a soul left in me.
From Houston singer-songwriter Kimberly McCarver's new album, Hard Waltz, the track Devil or Fool. And while that music was playing, Kimberly, you were talking about where your inspiration for songs comes from. You say you never know when it's going to happen.
Like with Bev Doolittle, with my song Crying Wolf, that I believe was on the first CD, that was just one of her pieces, one of her graphic drawings. And
so a piece of visual art.
Yes.
Triggered
just,
that song.
Exactly.
Okay.
And, and you're just trying to, create what you feel when you see it. You know, sometimes that's all you need is a few little ingredients like that to make you want to write something about it. And, so it's very inspirational.
So they don't all come from...
They don't all come from dysfunctional family members.
Right.
Not all of them.
Good to know. Well, we're glad that the silence has been broken, and after a decade, a new album is out.
Yes.
Especially a new album of all new material from
yes.
you. Kimberly McCarver, thanks for being our guest today.
Thank you so much, Bob. I really appreciate it. It's good seeing you.
Kimberly McCarver and her band perform the songs from Hard Waltz Friday evening, beginning at 7 o'clock at Hickory Hollow on Heights Boulevard. There's more information on Kimberly's website, to which there is a link, at thefrontrow.org.